Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Michael Vlahos, teaches history at Johns Hopkins, commenting upon, are we now in a civil war? We do not know, but we do know the Church of Woke has been, this last season and more, very powerful, pressing the advantage East Coast, West Coast, especially in political spheres. But the pandemic is lifting. Everyone is doubly vaccinated, to my knowledge. We're giving vaccine away. We have so much. All of that suggests we're back out in the world, traveling around in rural New York and rural Connecticut. Masks are off. There are stores requiring you to wear them when you go inside, but not by much. And the clientele in the stores are mixed. Double vaccinated without a mask is logical. However, it's the signal of the masks are off that suggests to me there is a lightening of the mood in America. And does that include the Church of Woke, which is a censor and participates in cancel culture and castigates and denounces routinely on the basis of, you understand, a lot of political jargon? Michael, a very good evening to you. I don't know, but is the Church of Woke in some fashion backing up? Is there a loss of momentum? We spoke of it just a few days past, and you have a list of 8 checkpoints. This is our Thermidorian reaction. If you want to know what that means, it's the French Revolution when they turned on the Jacobins, the sans-culottes, and Robespierre was no more. That's what the Thermidorian reaction is. It led toward the Directory, which led towards Napoleon, which led towards the Empire. So, are we turning on the Jacobins, our modern-day Jacobins, the Church of Woke? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening, John. I mean, there are what you might call, you know, straws in the wind bending with the current of a changing direction of the air. And the fact is that from what I'm seeing and feeling, and I guess feeling is more pertinent here, is that the forces of blue, which were so desperate to overturn and defenestrate Mr. Trump, actually, once they were in power, are in a position potentially of that old adage, you know, be careful what you wish for, in the sense that without Mr. Trump, they are the object of scrutiny. And as the party in power, they suddenly find themselves, as any American presidential administration, they find themselves on the defensive. And so as they try to ram home their transformation agenda, the larger goals and motives of what they are up to and what they desire to overlay onto the American ethos are becoming everywhere exposed.
Let me give you an example. The infrastructure bill that Mr. Biden brought forward, I don't know, I lost count of how many trillions, well over $2 trillion, all of a sudden the Biden administration is negotiating for a smaller bill. Now, in there are what you call motives and goals. In there is the funding of the partisan Democrats who elected Mr. Biden. Now, that's good politics, but it is an infrastructure. And I take it that they've lost their advantage, Michael, that time is a thing, and they didn't move it fast enough, so they're backing up.
Well, here I think is the deal, is that they came into power, which was an enormous, I guess I would call it a kind of transcendental epiphany, which is kind of, saying it twice. But they felt like, the skies had opened, they'd gone to heaven. And yet they have a weak president without any strength in Congress. So they do not have the power to follow through with contentious legislation. All they can do in order to avoid the filibuster is to pass giant spending programs, and these splurgifications, if you want to call them that, are already bringing about very quickly a kind of galloping inflation. Now, inflation, and we don't have to go to Germany in 1923, inflation is the eternal and always political killer. It will murder a regime's authority. It will destroy any regime. Inflation is a gigantic tax on ordinary people. It's a gigantic, crushing blow to people's lives.
What's striking here, Michael, is how the Church of Woke depended upon that political momentum, and that anything that slows the Biden administration makes the Church of Woke back up. It's not an independent organization. It depended upon air cover. I note that you note also the double vaccinated America and the lifting of restrictions, the a promise of going back to a normal life, that might also be contributing to the Church of Woke because it depended on us being locked away.
Well, that's absolutely true because there were two elements that allowed for the Church of Woke to achieve ascendancy in blue. One was their ability to demonize Mr. Trump, but the second was the deus ex machina of COVID. And COVID allowed Blue to put into place the kind of tyrannical regime, state by state, at least in the blue states, of course, like California or New York, to put in a regime that was, in effect, a premonition or a forecast of what was to come with the Green New Deal. In other words, it not only upset Americans across the board and depressed them, and I mean clinically depressed Americans, but it also was a foretaste of how Blue would rule in the future with the Green New Deal, which would be something very similar to the Soviet Union under Stalin. But perhaps, I say this advisedly, but I mean it, perhaps more autocratic and more intrusive and intimately more penetrative of the lives of ordinary Americans.
The Church of Woke still has its ace, Michael, the global climate crisis. It still has that, although it's not as focused as thou shalt not. It is an organizing principle. In other words, having given up the idea follow the science for wearing masks, they can use follow the science for it's getting warmer, and you can't refute it.
Right, but it is tyrannical, and this is kind of an unexpected reversal in terms of COVID, because Blue thought of COVID, blue leaders, governors across the country, thought of COVID as a bridge to establishing a control society for the Green New Deal.
Right.
But in fact, that blew back on them, because what it did is it created not only resistance on the part of regular people, but it showed across the board to everyone in America that this was their agenda. And so now the idea of a Green New Deal is doubly unpalatable.
The disorder in the cities in the summer of 2020, I understand there was a predicate in the tragedy of Minnesota, but Michael, the scale of the disorder, I lived through it in New York City one night, because there was no way for me to get right to my apartment from my radio station at midnight other than to walk through a darkened city without taxis, without police, without people, and to see the disorder up close, the smashing of Macy's windows, the pilfering of shoes and telephones, and to confront some of the people that were wandering around. They were young people. They weren't particularly scary looking, but they were by themselves in an atmosphere of lawlessness. Now, all of that, Michael, had in the summer of 2020 the feel of being about something else, something virtuous, something, a rebellion to the status quo ante. But here we are approaching the summer of 2021, and it now looks quite ordinary. Just what happened is the police retreated, and rascals went out and took shoes and cell phones. That's what it looks like. It doesn't look like a revolution at all.
Well, I mean, John, when I was an actor in New York in the mid-70s, that New York was a wreck. And it was scary, and it was it was the kind of city that you know, was celebrated in all sorts of movies.
Yeah, Fort Apache, the Bronx was the the bottom
Apache
of the pile, right? Yeah,
yes. The Clint Eastwood movies, or the Charles Bronson's movie.
Yeah,
I mean, we're returning to the 1970s, and in fact, you know, I was in San Francisco in 1968, and it was incredibly charming, and San Francisco now is a wreckage, and the rise in crime rates and the movement, the slide, the roller coaster.
But it doesn't
going down. It doesn't
look political, Michael. It looks like anarchic. It looks like we're not patrolling the important avenues, but it doesn't look political. That's why the Church of Woke had a connection to it. When you had no other reference point, you know, look at us. We're going to transform society, and your control mechanisms, speaking to the police and the authorities, the police power is an extension of the state, for heaven's sakes. We're talking about a blue state. The police power is an extension of the governor and the mayor. We were told that our authorities are wrong. Now, a year later, Michael, it doesn't look like the authorities were wrong. It looks like they retreated, and now they're charged to re-engage. That's what the mayoralty race is in New York. And we can presume there'll be other contests across the country in which winning candidates will be people who say, I'm going to re-engage and provide security. The Church of Woke doesn't prosper when authority provides security.
And the entire sort of double message of the Church of Woke was, on one hand, to deconstruct what was considered the, you know, oppressor's architecture of control, you know, the police, everything else, courts, prisons, and at the same time, to create a new authoritarian paradigm in schools where children would be indoctrinated. And it's a real whipsaw, because parents are rebelling en masse to the idea of their children being given a Stalinist or Maoist education.
Yeah, let me read from Newsweek. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp Georgia Governor Brian Kemp told schools on Thursday not to teach critical race theory, calling it a dangerous ideology as states introduce bills proposing bans on the theory being taught in classrooms. Georgia are the two Senate races that gave the Democrats an advantage starting the new term. Georgia. But now the governor of Georgia is pushing back against the Church of Woke and its imposing educational standards from the top. And he's not disappearing in a puff of smoke. Michael, I want to turn to foreign policy because the Church of Woke also has influenced the decision being made by the Biden administration about our foreign policy. And that has sharp ends of the sticks out there, Michael. This isn't all about people picking up after broken windows. This is about confrontation around the world. Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins, we're talking about the possibility of a Thermidorian reaction, which is fancy talk for the Jacobins, the rabble-rousers, the sans-culottes, the Robespierres, momentarily stepping back inside the door and closing it quietly, gathering their forces quietly behind the door. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.